Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We'd like to thank our sponsors, BetterHelp, Manscaped, and Uncommon Goods. Make sure that you support them, because by supporting them, you support us. Now let's get to the episode.
On my mind.
You want to be dead? Come on. I got to do what I got to do. I got to move. Moesha. Motita.
Why don't we know? We only know the same part.
Welcome to the Gin and Juice Podcast. I am Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
You know what we should do on the read? This is like literally a copy and paste of them. Then I'm going to go to my other thought. You know how they used, I don't know if you ever listened to the read back
in
the day.
Before. Okay.
You know how they would be like, and I'm so-and-so, that kind of gives your vibe for the day.
Oh.
You should do that for like the gin and the juice.
Okay.
Okay. You don't have to do it now, but like.
Your eye makeup looks good.
Oh my gosh. I shot my video today
really
this morning
pretty.
And I said, literally, I said, my eyes came together today.
So good.
I don't know. You can't see them.
you need to do a selfie.
You can't see them. I never take good pictures. But it looks so pretty today.
It is.
Okay. That was the most random stuff. So we're circling back. We thanked our sponsors. Oh, in Gmail.
Okay.
Did you know that you can create labels and then file emails in those labels?
Yes.
Oh, everybody knows this?
Well, and I worked in corporate, so like.
So did I. I never did
it. You did.
I did.
Why you did? I'm saying you did work in corporate. Why you didn't do that?
I don't know. All the emails were the same.
You just had them sitting in your inbox filed.
Once I answered them, I moved on.
To organize them is to keep the unread ones unread. If they're
no,
important.
Correct.
You can literally have keywords so it like knows, and you can color code so it knows that like, oh yeah, if you're looking for these from like, it's the whole thing.
Girl, listen. I did not know this. And so what was happening was for all of the podcast ads that we do, I would have to search by like, Kev on stage and the date or whatever. And I was like, I have to think of a better way of doing this. So I started labeling them podcast reads and sticking them in there. And it has been life changing.
Ma'am.
You can color code them?
Yeah.
How you do that?
Girl.
I didn't know this was a thing. I am like, I started, Danny gave me a gift card for watching Riley, which I thought was super sweet. Yeah. So I started that when I have outstanding invoices, because that was the other thing. We have like three people that haven't paid us and trying to like, what was that girl's name?
Yeah,
let me go back. Normally what I would do, I used to do really good actually when I worked corporate, was in the subject line, I would add something I know that I would look for and that would help me. But since then, I'm not always in control of who sends me the email, and sometimes it'd be like randomness in the subject line, which is stupid. Also, can we like make subject lines
for my personal
informational as well? Let me see.
I have all of these. I have some like when I went to back to a wedding I attended, and like
you guys have not done this, I highly recommend.
Yes,
it is like. It is so freaking, it's just really good vibes for your life. Like, it just compartmentalizes things. It makes things so much easier.
Yes.
Like, these are the things you should be doing. Then, this is the second thing. I feel a little sick, so just so y'all know. Did you know that you can create a task list?
Yes. I don't do that, but I know you can.
So this is my thing, right? I am really good for being in the car and being like, when I get home, I'm going to do this. Hold on, who's calling me?
Hello?
Girl.
Oh, are you at the door or are you at the gate?
Hello?
Okay, hold on. It's Gladys.
Oh. I'll give you a code. Yes.
I'll give her a code. So anyway, you can create... Listen, Kimberly said I thought everybody did that. I didn't know these were things, okay? I didn't know these were things. So because I am a paper girl, when I worked in corporate, actually what I would do at the end of every night, I would do a sticky note and I would say to do, and I would write all of my to do's and stick it on my computer, and it would basically be my, these are the things you have to do the very next day. I didn't use this. Mm-hmm. So since I've come off my job, when I tell you I have tried so many things and I am so good, this is what I was going to say, so good for being in my car and be like, okay, when I get home, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to do this. And I get home and be like, what were the things I said I had to do?
You know what else you do? You send emails.
I do that to myself.
To yourself, but because our names are so similar.
Oh my God,
you
I've sent so
send
many.
Them to me.
I do that all the time.
That's very
I
funny.
Always get like book tickets to Houston and I'm like, is this, are you asking me? Who are you?
Time.
So I'm like, Liz, did you mean to send this to me or to you?
All the time. My email then becomes my to-do list. Right? Because that's what I do. If it's in the middle of the night and I'm like, oh crap, I need to do this, I shoot myself an email. So when I wake up the next morning, I know it's there.
Yeah,
so I can remember to do it. I've been like, I want to clean out my email, my inbox. I want it to be as low as possible. Mm-hmm. So I can't have these outstanding emails.
Yeah.
So I started doing like, I have this pay mail. Literally, because yesterday,
me.
Yes, yeah. I have to buy gift wrapping paper. I need to do an announcement in the book club. It's like the third, the fifth, the
hilarious.
Sixth. I haven't done that. Oh, I said book club.
They finna get you. They finna get Kat. Tell them, relax.
I said book club. Y'all know I'm not supposed to talk about that. I got this order that I sent out on accident. I need to follow up with them today. I need to plan a shoot that I have. And I started this coaching thing. I have to fill out the guy. Like, I am just like, this is the best thing ever.
Hilarious.
I didn't know these were things.
That.
You're not using this?
No. I send text messages to myself. That's actually the way I do to-dos.
Oh, that's your email.
Yeah, it's like my email. Yeah.
I use the reminders app. So I just set a time.
Oh.
I'll probably be free or doing something around this time. So then it'll remind me, and then I'll be like, okay, I'm ready to do that thing.
I tried doing it on my phone. I don't know what it is, but it'd be hard for me to do it on there consistently. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'd be so hard. The only thing I don't like about the task list on my calendar is I can't, like, when I pull up my calendar in my phone, I can't see the to-do list.
Sometimes that's the one thing. Sometimes the app doesn't show everything, and I don't like that.
I don't like that.
Apps.
I don't like. I need you to integrate that a little bit better. Okay. I need the Apple. Excuse me. Apple Gmail. It's Gmail actually. Google. I need you to integrate that. We normally start with a segment called Long Story Short, and the long story short is you probably should get therapy. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Literally, I was up until probably 2 or 3 o'clock this morning talking to Kevin because I feel like I need potentially like a life coach.
Oh,
like we're in therapy. You guys know that. That's public. I think it's really, really beneficial for everyone to have a therapist. If you're in a relationship, you most certainly should have a relationship therapist. They help with so many things. They're able to offer a different perspective, especially if you and your partner are at odds with one another. Sometimes having someone that will advocate for the relationship and not for you mm-hmm. or your partner, but their best interest is in the name of the relationship, is sometimes one of the best things you can do. Life doesn't come with a user manual. Marriage doesn't come with a user manual. Parenting doesn't come with a user manual, and neither does like career choices. None of these things come with a user manual. So when it's not working for you, it's normal to feel stuck. And that's where a therapist can come into play. Oh, I thought you had something to say.
Nope.
Okay. BetterHelp has connected over 3 million people with licensed therapists. It's convenient and accessible everywhere, and it's 100% online. As the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online, plus it's affordable. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to match a therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be simpler. That is one of the biggest hurdles with finding a therapist, is that you feel that awkwardness when you don't really click with your therapist. But thankfully, with BetterHelp, they take care of that awkward breakup situation. You just tell the anonymous app, and then they do the work for you, and then they just present you with a new therapist. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/GJ.
GJ.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GJ.
GJ.
Tons of benefits to therapy. Again, like I said, I am in a process. I have a marriage therapist. It's been one of the best things that we've done for our relationship. I have a coach that I'm working with for other things. And now I'm at a point where I'm thinking about starting like a therapist for like life coach or like career guidance or something like that. I feel like since I left corporate America, I'm not quite sure what I'm doing. And so that's where therapists, like that's where they come be coming in and clutch. So yep. Do that. BetterHelp.com/GJ.
GJ.
All right. Long story short, go ahead, Mel.
So a couple years ago, like 3 maybe, the pandemic, I don't really know. So maybe 4, I don't know.
The pandemic changes.
Either way
time.
It goes, someone like stole my identity and
I remember this.
They hacked into my Apple ID. And they were in another country. And so it was so annoying because every single time that I would go to like my Maps app,
yep.
It was in Spanish. And I was like going crazy because I'm like, Sway, like I have the language set. Like what is happening? I don't understand. I went to the Apple store so many times to the point the like boss of that store, like GM came out like, if I have to see you in here one more time, I'm just going to replace your electronics because mm-hmm. I don't understand what's happening. You've come here and they're not fixing it. I'm like, yeah, girl, I know.
Yeah.
And then I forgot how I realized it, but my Apple ID, they had like switched it. It was really, really weird. And then something else happened, which was that there's like a little PayPal scammy type thing mm-hmm. where they like can send you a fraudulent email that's like reset your PayPal, but it's really them. Anyway, so all of that to say, I got scammed somehow. They hacked into my stuff. They opened a Verizon phone bill.
Oh, yes.
And it's for like $2,500. And these people have been after me for this $2,500 for 4 years. And I'm like, sway. So I did all the work. You know, they're like, if it's not you, send us an email. I didn't send the email. I called. I sent a letter. I contacted all the little bureaus for your credit score. I'm like, yo, this was not me. Like, for real. And they just keep giving it to a new collection agency.
Yes.
So then the new collection agency calls me and I go through it all over again. So anyway, they called me like 2 days ago, like, girl, you owe $2,500 for this Verizon bill. I'm like, no, I don't. That's not me. So then she says the phone number. Is that number familiar to me? No. And actually read it back to me one more time so I can call them.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand. It's not me. So she's like, okay, we're going to send you a letter. I'm like, girl, you sent the letter. That's why I'm calling you. They're going to send another letter. I have to like handwrite it or like send some. I think I need to like sign it. Like you need to whatever. Even though I've done this multiple times. I'm going to go through all of that. Hopefully it like goes. I don't know what to do at this point. I've done literally everything that they tell me to do, and I still have this $2,500, and I'm not paying it because it's not mine to pay.
Right.
Is it affecting your credit?
At collections, it will. Phone bills don't affect your credit unless they go into collections.
Yeah.
Well, it might be. I need to go check my... After that, I locked my credit so like nobody can open anything. Yeah. But, I mean, my credit is like... Greg's credit score is better than mine. He just told me the other day, and I was like,
how you do that? Kev's was better than mine for a little while too, and I was like, but it's mine though, because I do everything.
So I'm like, I mean, I guess. But anyway, the point is, I guess I should see if it's affecting my credit. You got something else to say? Like, what do I do if it is?
Then you want, I don't know. I mean, that's the biggest, I mean, that would be the biggest thing that's actually affecting you. Because if it's not affecting that, then it's kind of like they can keep calling for doing whatever they want. They're never going to get the money from you. But if it's starting to affect actual things against you, when people look stuff up and then that's on your record, then that's a problem. Mm.
The other thing is that anytime you have a identity theft or someone steals your card or your whatever, it is the most inconvenient thing.
It's so inconvenient for you. Yes,
they simply snatched something, hacked into something, bought it, whatever, and they move on with their life, and you are stuck proving
that
you
ain't
didn't do it.
Oh my gosh,
it is so annoying and so inconvenient. And I understand they have to have those roadblocks so everyone's not claiming identity theft when really it'd be you.
Yes,
I understand, but somehow, some way, we got to figure this thing out. Where enough is enough.
Like,
I mean,
girl,
it's gonna be harder with everyone putting their faces in these AI apps, and now who knows who has.
Wait, are you talking about the one we was just doing? Kev did mine, by the way.
They've there's a company that collects all that data, and we don't know how much data they save and how much they don't save, and who
they're saving everything.
Exactly, and most things are now Face ID.
Yeah.
For a lot of things. So if someone else has your face or has access to something that's good enough that could open, unlock certain devices, then there goes the next step in identity theft.
We're all finna have Verizon accounts opened in our names.
It's giving the mark of the beast. You guys remember? You know, when you were little and you were churchy like us, everything was the mark of the beast.
Mark of the beast.
This is how bad the mark of the beast was. When self-checkout first came out and all the church people were like, that's mark of the beast.
Mark of the beast.
No, you're just the cashier. It's the same thing that cashiers do when you go in the line. You just now do it. It's not the mark of the beast. Otherwise, that was the mark of the beast. But if you was comfortable with that, you should be comfortable with this because literally it's the same. You're just the person scanning.
Yes.
Everything was the mark of the beast. And all I'm saying is this might actually be the mark of the beast.
It might be. Apple is the beast, and they are just putting out the
mark of it. And Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Why? What Facebook do?
Everything. All your identity is in there.
Oh, that's true.
All your analytics.
It's the world we live in. What are we supposed to do?
When we first went from checks to debit cards, that was the mark of the beast.
That's true.
Everything's the mark of the beast.
Well, anyway, the point is, if you are out there and you stole my identity.
Hello? You better not be listening to this podcast. The nerve of you. If you're listening to this.
You might be.
If you are listening to this podcast and you stole my sister's identity, you better click
Pop
on every ad.
Hello?
And buy everything so we can get the credit. Use code GJ on everything.
But also, just go tell Verizon that it's you.
Can you confess?
Not me.
Click the links, though, but also, can you confess?
Click the links, but also
so she can get that $2,500 back in a different way.
The end.
That's it? That's your long story short?
That's my long story short.
My long story short is we took the boys ice skating yesterday. And listen, you guys know I enjoy first-time experiences. Also, this is for real. My boys are 16 and 14 years old.
They're getting old.
I am completely stressed out about them leaving the house.
They're going to be out your house.
I have so much anxiety. That's why I need a coach. I have so much anxiety about the boys leaving the house. I don't talk about it enough. I've hinted at it.
Yes.
But I need people to understand. Why do I keep kissing this mic? I need people to understand that I have so much anxiety about the boys leaving the house. I have so much anxiety about these boys leaving the house. And I mean in every aspect. Okay. If you can think about like, what is she worried about? Yes, that too. Okay. Every aspect. I'm so concerned. And so I'm like every weekend I'm on this like we need to figure out something to do so that way I can like shore up a bond and create a memory and like have good times with them. So we go ice skating. We used to go ice skating in Hawaii. I talked to Daddy last night. He said he does not remember going ice skating in Hawaii.
Oh, no, I remember.
We used to go
in Washington too.
Well, in
not as much.
In Oregon at that mall
place. At the bottom of the mall. Yes.
But we used to go, the church group we used to go in Hawaii. It was like on the other side of Aloha Stadium. Anyway, so I'm not good. I'm just good enough. Mm. Okay. Like I can ice skate.
Yeah.
Kevin was like, first of all, I didn't know you were that good. And I didn't know I was this bad.
Hilarious.
He couldn't hold his balance. It was awful. He took a video of, and matter of fact, Aubrey, I'll send this to you. Kev took a video of me helping Isaiah, I think was the video. I can't remember. I was either helping Isaiah or I was trying to skate backwards. One of the two. Anyway, the whole video is like this.
Oh, I seen it. Yes.
Like, it's so bad. I should give like a epileptic warning. Like, if you have epilepsy, don't watch it. Like, forewarning. Because it is so shaky, it will give you a headache and make you dizzy. It's hilarious. So bad. But Kev was bad. Isaiah was holding on to the side of the thing and did not let go. He was horrible. Joe was actually pretty good.
I believe that.
Yeah, he picked it up pretty quickly. Kev came in a long sleeve shirt, so of course he was freezing.
I was going to say, it's cold.
Yes, I don't know why Kevin thinks he doesn't get cold.
Oh my gosh.
Joe didn't bring a jacket because he doesn't believe he gets cold.
So they're both cold.
So they were both freezing. Isaiah was fine. He got a little cold toward the end, but I bundled up and I got cold toward, you know, it's ice skating.
Yeah.
So that was fun. That was like my thing that we did. We had a good time. We were only there literally, I kid you not, for like 30, 40 minutes. We paid them people, got our skates, did a couple rounds and was like, okay, that was
time
to go.
Bye. That's hilarious.
So we did that I have one follow-up story. Okay, so I told y'all last week that I bought those shoes.
Oh.
And then I returned the shirt, and then they gave me credit for the shoes and the shirt.
Yep.
So, I had bought a belt. And I already told y'all, I'm quick to return stuff. That's just how I live my life. I got a box. Kev actually says, I think you just like opening packages. Because as quickly as I get an item, I make a decision to return the item.
That's
like
good.
I don't live in it. I don't hold it up. Like I just be like, oh, why did I buy this? Let me send this back. Like I be returning stuff quick, fast, and hurry. I bought this belt a different belt. And I decided I didn't like it. I didn't think I was going to like it anyway when I bought it. But whatever. I bought it because I wanted to see it in person. So it came to the house. I was like, oh, this isn't what I want. I'm going to return it. So I have a little section in the house where I keep my boxes that I'm going to return it. Yeah, where I keep my returns. That area is also when I break down boxes and I have the boys take them to the recycle.
Mm-hmm.
I asked Isaiah to do this. He also included the box with the belt. And he threw away the belt that I intended to return.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like karma.
Yep, that's what happened.
I feel like karma.
Karma watched our episode last week.
Yeah, and was like, girl, you asked twice. Okay, you got public opinion twice. You know you should have told them people. I didn't.
So I didn't. It came back for you.
Matter of fact, I think that belt was from the same company. Oh,
they watching. They got a rep that's on here right now.
If I'm not mistaken, that belt is from the same company because that's they include hilarious. Return labels inside of the box, which makes it super easy for me to return it because I don't have to go on the website. I don't have to, and then print. I don't have to do none of that. It's already included. Child, that belt is gone in the trash, or the trash man took it and gave it to his wife. I don't know what happened to it. I'm no longer in possession, and I feel like that's my karma.
Well, you kept the boots.
I did keep the boots. Or no, they're not boots. They're little sandals.
Oh.
Yeah, they're little sandals. I kept the shoes. It didn't quite equal the belt. The belt was less expensive than the shoes, mm-hmm. but close enough.
Okay. It's fine.
Yeah.
A little on top.
Mm-hmm. Do we have you need to?
Yeah, we could do it now.
Okay, go. So I just kind of feel like that's my karma.
Hello. You know what is good karma?
Tell me.
Manscaped, buying Manscaped for your man, for the man in your life, any man in your life. The holidays came early this year, ladies. If you're still not sure what to get the man in your life, then look no further than our friends at Manscaped. The leading men's hygiene brand just launched new products that your man will actually use, including their new shower time favorite, the Body Buffer. It's time to give the man in your life the gift of smooth balls and a good shower time experience this holiday season. Get free shipping and 20% off by going to manscaped.com and using Jen at the checkout. Girls, I don't know about you, but if you're tired of finding Santa's beard in your dude's pants, then you should
you should get Manscaped. Manscaped is so out of pocket with this. If you are sick of finding Santa's beard, follow us. You know Manscaped. What they mean. You know what they mean.
Hairy jingle balls are a thing of the past.
Child, you ain't even got to figure out they told you. They talking about hairy jingle balls.
Performance package 4.0. So look, men be hairy sometimes.
Shut up.
Greg's very hairy. He got hair out his ears, out his nose.
Greg was born 75.
They have
ear trimmers, Greg. Bye with it.
He has had a beard since he was like in fifth grade. They called him Wolf because he is so hairy.
That's why the girls have great brows.
That's why the girls have great eyebrows. And that's also why Manscaped is a great gift for him and for men in your life. Inside the Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the signature Lawnmower 4.0. This electric trimmer has proprietary advanced skin-safe technology. Candy cane balls are no more. It's also waterproof, so he can use it in the shower. It's like a gift to yourself with less mess. The Manscaped Performance Package also includes the Crop Preserver and the Crop Reviver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, moisturizer, and toner. Keep his North Pole feeling and smelling fresh. This is great.
It's so fantastic.
Manscaped also just launched their body buffer, which I mentioned. It's 100% antibacterial body scrubber. It's just what he needs to keep him fresh and clean the entire holiday season. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code JEN at manscaped.com. Every guy has Manscaped on their wish list. Get him products he'll actually use the season. So that's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code JEN.
JEN.
At checkout. Get your man a gift you'll both enjoy, the gift of Manscaped. His jingle balls will thank you.
And you will thank yourself. I will say this. Kevin faithfully uses the Manscaped edge trimmer.
Oh, really?
Yes. It is in our shower.
Oh, wow.
And every time, it's like waterproof-ish.
Yeah.
And so it just stays in the shower, and he uses it faithfully. And I'm not going to lie, sometimes I'll be using it too.
Hilarious. I need to try it.
It doesn't snag.
Yeah.
And it doesn't like, it's really like, I mean this legitimately, we've probably had 3 or 4. He keeps one in like his carry-on. He keeps one in the bathroom. Like he's fully 100% committed to that edge trimmer thing.
Well, they sent us a box and a lot of stuff.
You should use it.
So we have a few. So
the next time, come back, Manscaped. Next time, we're going to have a firsthand testimonial from Mel. But I'm telling y'all my firsthand testimonial.
Let's go.
Next, we're going into Pop the Trunk. This is where we talk about any and everything that made us want to pop the trunk, i.e. cuss somebody out.
Yes. And actually, there's a few things that we're going to do. First, we're going to talk about someone had brought this to our attention, and I completely agree. There has historically been a meme, a feeling that using paper plates, paper products,
yes,
means you're poor. I believe it means you're smart. Because I hate washing dishes. I hate them. I keep paper cups, paper plates, paper forks. I mean, paper plastic forks. Everything that can be thrown away, I keep them. Because I have kids and I ain't got time to be washing the dishes and cleaning them up and getting them ready for school the next day and do it. I got girls. I got to do their hair. It's too much. So
I just want to say that I don't think you're poor if you use paper products, but I don't think you should be using paper products at your house.
Why?
Because I feel like the only time that I use paper products is like over the weekend, Joe had his little friends over and I bought pizza. Well, y'all little Negroes could be on the paper product because it's 35 of y'all, not literally, because I got to be having to clarify what I'm joking. It wasn't literally 35 of them. It was like six of them. But regardless, it's a bunch of y'all use these little paper products, throw them in the trash, and go about your life. But when it's like dinner, like Monday through Friday, and it's just my family, I want to pull out. I feel like it's so informal to have your family eating on paper.
And we are an informal
family.
When
you got young kids, I can understand because like they drop a plate.
Girl, ain't nobody got time.
And as long as it's not styrofoam, I'm 100% on with the paper.
Oh, it is paper. Yeah. It's not styrofoam. None of it, no. I have them all in a drawer that is like level for McKinley.
So she can grab it too?
She grabs all her own stuff. It's the best. I'd be like, girl, go get a fork. Go get a plate. Go get a cup. Because usually
when do you use your groceries?
I don't. I've been thinking about throwing them all away.
Don't do that.
They're actually taking up space in my cabinets. And I ain't got a lot of storage space anyway. So I'm like, girl, we don't even use these.
No. How do you have a dinner? Like, I just bought I told you guys I'm trying to spend all this time. So we're going to have like a Christmas movie marathon at my house when the kids are over home for the holiday break. And I just bought these little milkshake containers. Yeah. You know, I'll be liking all the extraness. And I just feel like I'm going to make a nice dinner. I'm going to put it on the plate. We're going to have like the old school milkshake glasses. How do you? I just feel like it's so not like bump being poor. I just feel like that's not what I want to do at my house where I pay the bills. I want to use my glassware.
No, you know what, though? I actually was embarrassed. I was mad at myself because I drink a lot of wine, a lot of cocktail, you know, little cute things. I ain't got nan wine glass. And I was actually, I was playing, so I was all in my, I had my candles going, I'm finna make dinner. And I was like, let me pour a little glass of wine. And I was like, oh, you mean like a red cup of wine? Because I don't have no wine glass.
Dixie cups of wine.
Listen, if I'm on your Secret Santa list,
buy me
wine.
We did a Secret Santa
glass.
List for the family. Did you put it on there?
I'm going to go back into it because I don't have any wine
glasses.
First
of all, you need to go through mine. I have a thing full of them that I don't even use.
Well, I need them because I
get the Olivia Pope one.
Yes. I pour my wine right now in a red
cup. See, I can't stand you. No, people. Sound off in the comments. Okay? I hate washing dishes, actually. However, I will wash dishes because I hate using paper products at home more. Mm-mm. Unless it's an event. If it's an event, I'm all for it, obviously. But if it's like my family, I just feel like we need to be using the glassware. I do. I'm not going to lie to you.
I actually feel the opposite. I should actually have nice stuff when people come over. But if it's just my family, y'all better go in there and get them plastic plates. Why are you looking at me? I didn't make dinner. I did enough.
Girl. Freaking hysterical. I don't know if that's gin or juice or what, but I'd be liking to use the thing.
I'm gonna have my dinner on a plastic plate with an Olivia Pope wine glass. That's gonna be those are the vibes.
The dichotomy of it all is absolutely who you are as a person.
Anyway, so yeah, sound off in the comments if you team plastic plate or team you gotta be fancy for no reason.
I don't even have to be fancy. I just want to use my glassware. I just feel actually low key. I've been thinking I need to throw all my stuff away.
See,
and buy new, like upgrade my place setting. Like I want serving dishes.
Oh, no.
I be putting it in Tupperware and I'd be like, this is so ghetto. Like if I want to do something fancy, I need to have like little situations to make it cute.
Girl.
I like the aesthetic of it all.
Yeah, it is very aesthetic.
Yeah, I like the aesthetic of it.
Food will look better when it's served on.
Yeah,
it don't taste no different though.
That's true, but
ain't nobody got time.
I made some homemade spaghetti sauce the other day. Normally, I make it really good. I made it the other day. When I tell you, I let it simmer for 8 hours for it to have zero flavor.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
I said, well, what did I do wrong? It's been on this app for 8 hours. orange. You would have thought all the flavors melted and meshed in. Child, I said, yeah, I did something wrong, child. I didn't put enough of everything. Okay, I didn't put enough of everything.
Hilarious.
Okay, go ahead.
The next pop the trunk. I don't even know if that was one, but we're going to go with it. The next one is, if there is a secret or a key or like a, what is the trick for washing bras? Because when I wash mine,
oh my God,
and that little underwire pop out, right? And if you don't know that it popped out and then you wear it, then all day you'd be having to fix it. I just want to understand, what do y'all do when that happens? Because I can't keep buying expensive bras. They're expensive.
You should.
I
mean,
tell me.
Tell us.
I have three sisters and a mom. So
okay, what they do?
I would hand wash them.
That's what somebody just said. I'm not doing all that.
Didn't you just hear I use plastic plates? You think I got time to hand wash bras?
In a lingerie bag?
Do you just put them? Do you have a lingerie bag? Do you put them in?
There's a lingerie bag?
You can get washer bags that you put them in to put them in the washer so they're not mixed up with everything else.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Let's go on Amazon right now.
Listen, Secret Santa, here's my list. Wine glasses. Lingerie bags. Because
lingerie bag.
I didn't know this was a thing. And what happens is I'm like, oh, let me be like buying the nice bras. But then they keep doing that. So I was about to get a needle and thread because I'm finna just sew that back to close it because
I'm not even buying no needle.
Girl,
and thread.
What are we supposed to do?
Throw it in the trash.
They have protective stuff for washing delicate items with other things in a washer.
I just found it. Yeah. You can get a bag of three for $7.
Order it for me.
Okay, I'm about to order two.
Update to come.
Update to come. We're ordering two.
Yes.
Also, this is a random pop the trunk. Amazon don't be Amazon in the way Amazon used to Amazon.
It be 4 days.
It be 4 days. The whole premise of Amazon was I could have went to the store. I could have went to Amazon, but I didn't leave my house. So I went to Amazon. But now you're not getting here the next day.
No.
You're not getting here the next day. If you're going to take 4 business days plus a weekend, I could have got my lazy behind in the car.
This is not feeling prime-ish.
It's giving very Walmart. It's giving very standard delivery.
Girl.
It's giving holiday season, normally 2 business days, but because of the holidays, it's going to be 6.
We'll see you in a week. You could get stuff ordered from a store and delivered sooner than Amazon.
Amazon.
It's the worst.
I would rather Instacart.
Give me my money back.
Low key, Instacart came up.
They are popular.
I Instacarted a Sephora order.
Yes.
Girl.
It got there?
Yes.
Same day you did it?
No, I did it for the next day because I ordered it at night.
Oh.
I was like, yo, this
was
is everything.
Was it a male Instacart?
I mean, that's how stores
or
fight Amazon.
No, it was a courier.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't there.
Oh.
I wasn't there for it. The guy called through the gate. I said, first of all, this is when I'll be needing help. Because I'd be thinking at the gate, they'd just be calling me to let people through. And so he was like, we have an Instacart for you. And I wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, clearly it's not for me because I didn't order anything because I'm not even at home. And then he was like, the order says it's for you. And I said, there's no way it can't. And so I said, well, what is it? Because I didn't order groceries or food. It's Sephora. And I was like,
that's mine.
Oh, I had did order. I had that. I'm going to just hit 9.
Through.
You could just, yeah. That's approved by me.
Hello?
Let him through. But when I got home and I saw, I don't even remember what I ordered, but I was like, yo, this is life.
Oh, I need to try that.
This is
actually
life.
I just did Bye Bye Baby because Micaiah is sick.
Yep.
And
wait, Instacart delivered the Bye Bye Baby?
Instacart, and it was a woman too. And she was like, okay, so I'm assuming you have a sick baby. Do you want this or this? I also just saw this. Do you want this? I was like, girl. And then when she dropped it off, she said, I didn't want to disturb you in case the baby was sleeping. So I just left it
at the consideration.
Door. I didn't want to ring it. And I said, you know what? 5 stars.
5 stars.
5 star, you out.
If you are that considerate that you considered. You probably have a sick baby.
Yes.
It's the forethought for me. It's the initiative for me.
She was so great. She get literally, it was a packet I was looking for. I needed the saline spray. I needed the little nose
Mel has
Frida.
An entire kit.
It's a whole kit and it's lit. Kit is lit. Okay. Sick kit. And now she's seeming to be better. But anyway, it's because homegirl from Instacart came through. I appreciate
it. If you're going to be an Instacarter, you need to be that Instacarter.
Yes.
Be
Amen.
The person that cares. You know, just add care and concern.
Yes.
A little bit of love. It goes a long way.
Yes.
We are all over the place this episode.
We are. But the next pop the trunk is this man's name is.
It ain't TJ?
Girl, no.
Timothy Jr.
It is Lutelius Holmes Jr.
What?
Or Lutelius. Maybe it's Lutelius. That's his name. Anyway, we talking about TJ Holmes, right? Y'all knew this was coming.
I did not know that was that man's name.
I know. I just saw it this morning. So listen, here's the tea. I'm sure y'all know, but if you don't know, TJ and Amy Robach.
Sure.
Okay. The host for Good Morning America are both currently married.
Yes.
Even if separated, currently married. They both got separated in August. They've been messing with each other. They sleeping around. They love us. That's the good word. They love us.
They love us. And to each other, not to their spouses.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
And the pictures that were posted, low-key looks, I want to know who took them, because it looked like a private investigator. Yes. It looked like one of the spouses hired somebody.
Oh, my God. I had the same thought. I was like, first of all, let me give you this uncommon goods gift.
Yes.
Because the gift of a surprise video in the midst of a divorce when I could prove you was cheating on me, which probably means I could get alimony, is the gift that keeps on giving.
Amen.
To me.
Amen. Now listen, if you haven't finished your holiday shopping yet, for whoever's in your life, don't panic. We've got a secret source for incredible original gifts, and that's Uncommon Goods. Uncommongoods.com has the absolute best gifts for everyone in your life. We're talking moms, dads, teens, in-laws, besties, your one and only, your other one. And it's not stuff you can just find anywhere. Uncommon Goods has unique and creative gifts, often handmade by independent artists and makers. So skip the gifts that scream last minute and find something truly original at uncommongoods.com. So, as you guys know, if you don't know, my bestie bought a house recently, and I bought her a adorable gift from Uncommon Goods.
Did it deliver to her?
Yes, and she texted me and was like, first of all, no, you didn't buy me this aesthetic kitchen gift. Like, girl, nobody can touch this. I am so excited. Aww. And I was like, no, but like, you gotta like cut on it. It's a cutting board. Like,
I wouldn't use it.
But she was so excited. So, and I got it from Uncommon Goods. They also have matching family pajamas. It is the holiday season, mm-hmm. and I am all for matching, force your family to match in PJs. Don't care what nobody say. It's corny. Who cares?
Do it
and buy them from Uncommon Goods so you won't look like everybody else on the internet. Amen. So yes, Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out of the ordinary gifts anywhere. Looking for a gift that you don't have to worry gets lost in the mail. Uncommon experiences are more than virtual classes. They're unexpected opportunities to have fun and connect in new ways, from tarot card reading, lunar astrology charting, cooking and mixology classes, crafts, gardening, and so much more. They got a lot on there, okay? And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $2.5 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/GJ.
GJ.
That's uncommongoods.com/GJ.
GJ.
For 15% off, don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
TJ out here being a, listen, let's make it equal. Nope, we're going to have to focus on him actually first. They're both out here being hoes. But let's focus on the man, because the woman always gets the title of homewrecker. It's always a feminine attribution. But this man cheated prior to cheating.
Girl. So this is the tea. There's a lot of tea though. Because supposedly what the Twitter streets said, they said that Amy and TJ are both on their second marriages.
Okay.
They cheated on their first spouses with the people they are currently married to, their second spouses.
Oh.
So they both apparently have a pattern of doing this.
Oh.
And then last night, the tea hit that TJ had a 3-year relationship affair with a producer from Good Morning America, and that came out. And actually, Amy was friends with not only his wife, because Amy's daughter is like their sitter.
Oh my God.
She's been watching their kids. And then the woman he was sleeping with, the producer he was sleeping with, and Amy are also good friends.
Yuck.
So then that gets out, right? And apparently him and his wife been in counseling because of that affair. Child, and now he just didn't found another person to
sleep with. I want his wife, TJ's current wife, to know that she deserves more and better.
Girl.
Yeah, girl, you leave him.
Take him to court, you'll win.
Did you, his disgustingly written.
That 10-year decade challenge. Thank you.
The decade challenge post was total trash. I mean, just, and he was like literally begging for her to leave him.
He said, I've given her every reason to leave me.
I feel like,
and she won't take one. Go.
No. Take Those a reason, girl. Take one of the reasons. You deserve more. You deserve better. Go.
Ciao.
A little bit of this is karma, though, like how I had lost my belt because, you know, I had taken the people's stuff. A little bit of this is if you sleep with a man that was married and now he's with you and then he cheats on you with somebody else. A little bit of that is karma. Yes. Just a tiny little bit.
Y'all got to get tested too.
Oh, it is giving. This is how giving. Grey's Anatomy was.
Oh, Lord.
All them people were sleeping with each other and I was like, I'm
and they
out.
Work in a hospital.
And they all worked in the hospital. Just change the atmosphere. Hospital, news station. And everybody,
Good
actually,
morning, America.
Everybody ain't sleeping with each other. He's sleeping with everybody.
See? Mm-hmm. That's a mess. That is a mess. And so then what is so funny, they said they pulled up on Friday. The tea hits Thursday night, evening.
Yeah.
They pull up, they being TJ and Amy, pull up to Good Morning America on Friday morning, like, hey, y'all, together.
Not like nothing happened.
And get on, like, no, we good, let's go.
Not like nothing happened.
Are we on air? And then completely, of course, does not allude to nothing of the situation. But then today, Good Morning America said, y'all are an internal and external distraction. So we are going to sit y'all down. Y'all are not going to be hosts right now.
Yeah.
We're going to figure. But they also said.
Were they
said,
fired or suspended?
No, they're just being sat down because they said they have
not
violated.
Not sat down, child. This is churchy.
They haven't done anything. They're saying that, like, they haven't done anything that is like
a violation of a code of conduct.
Yeah. So, like, do what you want.
So that actually puts Good Morning America in a pickle then because.
Well, isn't like sleeping with a producer a possible conflict of interest?
Well, it could sometimes I'd be trying to understand how that works. Because if we're consenting adults,
conflict of interest creates a bias that you would favor someone over another.
Oh, I see. But if that's my producer, what?
Well, it's not your producer. It's the producer of the show.
Sure.
They become your producer if they start sleeping with you and there's that relationship.
I see the distinction you're making.
Now you're mine.
Yeah.
Well, but that happened already before, and that already came out.
I wonder if they're disclosing this to HR.
Who knows?
Because if you're disclosing it to HR, they're like, hey, we're in a relationship, it kind of absolves you from, like, hey, we work together, dear HR, we want to be together, we want to keep it on the hush, but we need to tell you. Listen, if they did that, they got a lot of audacity. Not you being a fool on marriages and then be like, hey, HR, also, we're cheating on our spouses with this, but we want to let you know to protect our jobs.
But I have also Amy, right? Because we got on TJ, he's trash. Absolutely.
Yes. Amy.
If you know he married and he just slept with another producer, why you dang on slide
Wait,
in too?
She knew?
I would assume she knew. I would assume she knew. Girl, if she friends with all of them, she
That's the
knew.
Thing is they're cheating on with people with way too few degrees of separation.
He clearly doesn't care. He's reckless.
He's being
But lucky
reckless.
She don't care either because they pulled up the next day and was like, hey, everybody. You know Kev did an interview with them?
Yes.
We need to sit. We need to include that, yes. Aubrey. We need to include the clip.
We should.
Kev sat right in the middle of it. He tried his best.
Hello?
He tried his best. And this is why we said no work husbands, no wife, no wife works. What is it? Work wives.
Work wives.
Work husbands.
Work husbands.
Ain't none of that. Ain't none of that. Because all of a sudden, you're going to leave the one you actually said I do to the work one. And then the work one going to get left, the original producer girl, to your co-host. Uh-uh, we ain't doing none of that.
And then what's going to happen? Everybody got to be set on fire.
And now everybody has to, you need to cut that.
Everybody got to be set
we
on fire.
We got to fight everybody. Everybody, everybody. Child. Everybody, everybody.
So I don't even, even though, right, who needs to pop the trunk on who?
The spouses need to pop the trunk on them.
I agree. Okay. Even though they cheated,
they was
a part of it, they still should pop the trunk.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Because I thought we put our childish ways behind us.
Who did?
When we said I
oh,
do.
Oh, I
mean,
like,
I know we cheated to get each other, but I thought
but
we
like
put that,
we're different people now.
Yeah, I thought we put that behind us because actually
TJ
you're my soulmate.
You're different.
And he was
I'm
like,
not.
Basically.
This is what I do.
That's not okay. This is why they say the way you got them is the way you keep them or lose them. That's how I go. The way you got them, how you lose them.
That's how you keep them.
Cha.
Hilarious.
This is why they be saying that, because he's one of the people, once a cheater, always a cheater. He clearly has a problem. He does. Just don't get married, TJ. Casually date. Don't find yourself in a committed relationship so you continue to pass the deal on.
Is he more enticing if he's in a relationship or not?
And that's probably what it is. He's addicted to the thrill and the adrenaline of cheating.
And then once it's out, it's not fun no more.
Yeah, they gonna
break
up. So he
finna go find somebody, another producer. He gonna get another show and get another producer.
Now we're gonna go to Mel Takes TV. And somebody said T as in like TV, and I like it. So it's Mel Takes a TV. We should make a little slurping noise right there. Okay.
Oh, that was so cute. Oh, somebody made us a thing we need to send to Aubrey to put together.
Oh, yes. I got Melissa to watch Real Housewives of Potomac.
Only this season, but I'm fully caught up.
Yeah, and I actually haven't, I watched like the first season, but I haven't been like a fan of watching it over the years. So if there's extra tea that like we are unaware of, we're just unaware of it because we're starting at season 7. But how you feel about Real Housewives of Potomac?
It started, I mean, coming in hot. Like, for this to have been the first season that I watched, and it's only on what, episode 8?
Something like that.
Seven or eight.
Yeah.
So much is happening.
I know.
Like, so much happened in 8 episodes.
Yes.
So start wherever you want to start.
Well, let's start with Candace and her husband, and then Ashley.
Okay.
So a little bit of background.
Ashley is bright-skinned girl married to the older white
dude. Yeah, she has an older husband, and they're in the midst of supposedly getting a divorce.
Okay.
And then Candace is like a singer, hello. And she's married to a man who is the GM of a club above a hotel.
Yes, okay.
At the W, okay. I think, or something like that. And so Candace and Ashley are friends. And Ashley gets a DM from Candace's husband at 4:27 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Ashley had posted a picture of her and her girls, and they were out like having a night on the town. Candace's husband DMs her and says, at 4:30 in the morning, y'all should have came to the W.
Yes.
Ashley takes that, ooh, this is T. Why is my friend's husband DMing me to come to the W? I know you wasn't with your wife. That's what she literally said.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't respond to him. That's just like her vibes as she's retelling the story. So she's like, I need to tell Candace about this, because girl, like, what's up with your man? Candace and other Robin are like, he's the GM, he's trying to like rebrand the little bar, whatever. So like,
he did respond to his Instagram story.
Yes. How did you feel about the DM? Here's the question: is it weird that he DM'd her? And what was the other question? Is it weird that he DM'd her? And just start there, because I don't have my other question.
So this is my thing. Again, we don't have context, so this is very in a vacuum. We only have watched. I've only watched. Mel have only watched.
Let me not say DM, because y'all corrected me. It comes as a DM. But he responded to an Instagram story. And when you respond to an Instagram story, it comes as a DM.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So the everything for us is occurring in a vacuum.
Yes.
Okay. We do not have any context as to who these people are, what their history is, seasons 1 through 6. Okay. Keep that in mind. With that said, I did not have a problem with the way it was perceived to me. And that is thus. He is a nightclub owner. He is trying to get publicity at this nightclub. And he says or sees his wife's popular friends that are on this show having a good time. Yo, if y'all gonna be out, y'all want to come to my club, so that way you could tag my club and my club could look like the popping spot. Like, hey, next time y'all out and about, I got you. Come over here. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I took it. Okay. I agree. And I agree with the correction for DM, because for me, DM gives, like, I was thinking about you. Like, I was at home. You was coming across in my mind. And so I picked up my phone and I DM'd you. Responding to a story could look like I was chilling at work bored. Nothing was going on. It was a slow day. Scrolling through my stories, you happened to pop up. It looked like you was having a good time. And then the thought occurred, well, girl, if you out and about, come over here. That's how I took it. The only thing that I was telling Mel is, again, because everything occurred in a vacuum, I'm like, is there something about him historically that we don't know? Is he typically a flirt? Has he been known to be doing some shady stuff on the side with his wife? Then that impacts how this, you know, lands on you. But just, again, in a vacuum, it seemed innocent.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you made a good point. If there is a history, if we and your wife are not cool, if there is something else to it, then it's like, oh, why are you DMing me? Like, I would also feel away. But like, if we're actually cool and they kept saying like, he didn't invited you over to his house because he used to be a chef and he made you dinner and blah, blah, blah. So like, you can take it as being cool. And after she learned, because at first she didn't know he was the manager of the club. After she learned that, I think it was fine. Yes. It could have been fine. It continued.
Yes.
That storyline continued and more things happened with her, Candace's husband. But I agree that like it's innocent.
Unless missing something.
Exactly.
Unless we're missing something, it landed on me as innocent because he hasn't given me any reason to believe he was like, even the way he slid in my DM. Like that has a connotation.
Yeah, you're right.
That means something.
Yeah.
And responding to a story to me is different. So again, without additional context, I thought it was innocent.
Yes. Don't respond to none of my husband's stories though.
Hello.
Okay. And then Mia and Wendy, because that was the little fight situation at the table. And you guys talk about it because I rewatched that portion multiple times trying to understand the problem.
It seems to me that no one likes Wendy. You just don't like her.
Yeah.
And so she doesn't get a lot of like benefit of the doubt. And so I don't even really remember how it started.
Yes.
But it was low key like, first of all, Mia.
Yes.
Okay. She went looking for issue because she was like,
she was
old dude, Peter.
Peter.
Okay.
Thomas.
He came in, said hello and left. And she was like, I'm finna go ask him.
She did.
If he meant what he had said earlier. And then came back with some like, so I just talked to Peter. I mean, she didn't say that, but essentially.
Yeah.
And basically, why you didn't da 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 da. Well, girl, you could have kept all the whole energy.
Yeah.
It was completely unnecessary. Like you kind of like, you started it. And then the problem is, I just feel like they was both wrong. I feel like Mia went searching to have an issue.
She did.
But Wendy, that girl got a mouth.
She does.
She is.
And that's why Wisnem kept saying, you antagonize.
Yes, she is very antagonistic. And her superpower, I wish I could be a person like this, but it's a superpower, is being able to antagonize someone the way that she does and maintain a sense of calm and cool.
Yeah.
Nothing will piss you off.
Oh my god!
To the point of now I want to hit you.
Yeah.
Then having someone literally antagonize you and they're just sitting there.
Yeah.
That would piss me off.
Yes.
And I don't have that ability.
Me either.
So if I'm going off,
you would get all
my
the
body
emotion.
Language
you
is also
the
that.
Voice fluctuations.
Yes.
You would get hands.
She threw that cup and she remained seated the whole time.
Yeah. Which is wild.
That is an ability to. It's something I feel like she harnesses, something she recognizes, and she weaponizes. Mm-hmm. It's not like I'm gonna stay calm because I'm gonna de-escalate the situation. I'm going to remain grounded.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm gonna rile you up.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. Wait, let me just say, I was just kidding. If you're responding to Greg's stories, it's fine. If you're being cute, like, I don't know, and that's not fine, but you can respond.
Generally. Yeah.
Anyway, so then Giselle, because you got comments about Giselle.
First of all,
I like Giselle.
I do too, actually. I really do. But Giselle is messy.
She is messy. She be in the tea.
That girl finds herself in the mess.
Yes.
I don't understand how
she finds herself. Sometimes I feel like she goes looking for it too. Sometimes I feel like she digs it up.
Yeah.
But she is messy.
She is. She be a mess. I like her though. I know a lot of people don't, but she is. I'm trying to figure out who on Real Housewives of Atlanta she is. She's like Sheree. Sheree is, they used to call, she always got a bone she about to go try to take back. And that's how, she's a little bit different though, because Sheree low-key be a little bit like sneakier, and Giselle just be like, so listen, here's tea. Do you know it? Let me tell you about it. Like, it's entertainment, child.
I feel like she's the fuel.
Bone collector. That's what they call Sheree.
She's the fuel that keeps the storylines going.
She does.
Because she's going to pick it up and just be like, oh, did you know?
Yeah.
Did you drop this? Or maybe you didn't see it. Let me make sure you know.
Yes.
That this had happened.
Yeah.
You know, she cracks me up. She finds herself in everybody's mess.
Okay. And then the other one was Karen wrong for not picking a side. And then we're going to go to Robin and Candace.
Go to them first. Because that's better.
Robin and Candace. So this is from
But hold on. Real quick.
Yes.
Mia telling them girls, I just want to be very transparent with you. When you guys come back, you're going to have to find a different place
to
stay.
Close the door, walks away. Place to stay.
The thing about it is, in the confessional, they were like, I'm finna stay at the place that I was invited to. So this is the thing. This is the key word. You were invited. So, honey child, you could be uninvited. And the fact that she stood ten toes down.
She did.
They did end up coming back.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, the fact that she was just like, no, what you're not going to do, whoever was right or wrong, okay? Because she stood in her wrongness, okay? Right or wrong, being able to be like, so what you're not going to do is go sneakily check on this girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And then come back.
And then come back.
To the home, the Airbnb that I'm paying for.
Right, right, right.
That I'm creating for a good time so y'all could go off in the other rooms and talk about me.
Right, right, right.
How about absolutely 100%
also,
no?
Also, if you don't like each other, like, don't be around each other.
And then actually talking about, you being Queen Petty right now. No, that's congruency for me.
Yeah,
that it made all the sense.
I agree.
I don't understand why they didn't understand, like, that was a natural sequence of events. I wish sometimes I could be that person. I wish that I could be like, oh, what I feel internally, I'm finna make sure everyone is aware externally. Yeah, yeah. So the reality lines up to how I'm feeling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if I'm feeling like my answer is no, I'm not going to be nice, I'm actually going to let you know I'm feeling no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chad, it was a mess.
Wait, okay. So Robin and Candace.
Mm-hmm.
Candace did her little Instagram live.
Oh my God.
And then Candace.
Oh my God.
Heard it, found it, saw it, whatever she did. And then put that speaker.
Oh my
at
God.
The dinner table.
She said, I have some news for all of us.
Ev, all of us. And put the Instagram live on the speaker. Here's the thing though, because Robin is not wrong. If Candace wants to go on Instagram live on a public platform and talk about everybody you are currently on a trip with, you want to go live and you want to be messy, then girl.
And she lied too when she said she didn't want to talk about Karen.
Hit play. Put it in the middle of the table and hit play. Make sure everybody
but
around
she
here
she was also
it.
Being messy.
Who was?
Robin!
Robin been down for her this whole time. When everybody was coming for Candace's husband and saying he did this, when Giselle was talking about everybody, Robin is the only one who was like, I don't think so, y'all. I don't think so. He not like that. She been defending her and her husband, and you gonna go on Instagram Live and include me in the
I need to know when was the live done, because if it's not in the most recent few days
it
of
was.
Everything... Oh, like it was in the same time
it
period?
Was, yes, it was, I think, on the trip. Like, the first day after that first
oh,
argument
well, she
happened,
for that.
She went and got, yes, black hit play.
This is the other thing, though, right? This is the other thing. Why did Robin record it? The whole trip, she was acting like TMZ.
I love it.
She was just, I'm finna record this. We're gonna need evidence for this. Can you stand there? The light's better. Like,
listen.
I don't understand why the whole time Robin was documenting the trip and not for like, oh my God, we had a good time, but more for like evidence of what
well,
could potentially
because,
happen.
Well,
and this other thing, Robin said
not the three of y'all heifers getting in a car together like y'all friends. I will ruin the friendship you guys think you started. Listen to me. Hey, three amigos.
Three.
Y'all was in the car together having a good time. Let me
set it on fire.
Let me listen to that.
Yep.
And then that's all she had to do. Ain't that just like the devil to set something in front of you and step back?
Hello?
Because she said hit play.
Yeah.
And then what did Ashley do? Let me pick up the baton.
She sure did.
Because I've been meaning to say
she
this.
She said, well, actually, I'm just saying, because Candace, you don't get to act like you're Miss Self-Righteous. You're righteous. You ain't been doing nothing.
She was acting. Karen, I would never
say that. Meanwhile, she literally told that girl.
Literally.
That Karen was on dates with people who was not her husband.
Lying, Karen. Meanwhile, who edited this show? Because why you put that flashback in there?
I know.
Why you put that flashback in there?
This is mess. I am all in on the mess. I feel like I do need context, like, from the previous seasons, because I am going in and I'm liking people that y'all are like, oh, girl, you're not supposed to like her. But I like Giselle. I like Robin. Karen is like, girl, what? I need to understand more about Charisse, who she is, what she's giving.
I know. Why don't her and Karen like each other?
I don't know. There's tea that I feel like I need to get caught up on.
Chad, this show is crazy.
It is a mess. That is a mess.
Then I'm mug.
It's a good time, though. I'm enjoying.
Yeah, everyone, when I said you got me watching it, people were like, girl, it's the best one.
It is.
It's the best one. She said, I'm so behind on my Ratchet TV.
Catch up.
Catch up, girl. We might be adding this one.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mel loves the mess. Mel enjoys it. This show, though.
Not my life.
You do not need to watch the preview. Well, you do to understand who the characters are and their dynamics. But you could start at season 7?
Yes.
Season 7, episode 1. And
that first episode, the cancer situation. It like immediate. This show, they are a mess. If this is what they do all the time, I'm really late. So I'm in now. Potomac, I'm in now. Okay, so we are over time, but I have gotten so many with the Floridas that I want to do one.
Okay,
because
do it.
It's just a good time. I have to do one. Tell me a date right now.
February 9th. Oh, she said we do need to watch the previous seasons.
Okay.
I'm watching too many things.
Oh, I have not. All right, y'all ready?
That face was a Monty face.
Joshua James arrested for allegedly throwing gator through Wendy's drive-thru.
Throwing a gator?
A Florida man is behind bars months after he allegedly hurled a 3-foot alligator through the drive-thru window of a Wendy's. And I just have to circle back because everybody, all the Floridians are like, you can do this for any place. You can absolutely put a date in and look up another state. And it'll be like, this person did a crime, which logically makes sense, even though it's bad. Or like, they're like normal crimes. You Floridians are throwing alligators through drive-through Wendy's, like windows of Wendy's. Girl, not the same.
The same. Did you go to the Wendy's first and they pissed you off and then you left to get the gator and came back?
Why did you have a gator?
In line? Was it the drive-thru?
Where did he get the gator? Joshua James.
Where did you get the gator?
And apparently he is charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Oh.
And unlawful possession of an alligator.
So he stole it.
Well, you can find, probably find it in the wild. I mean, they're very common.
Why is it you can't just have
alligators? It's illegal to have alligators?
Yeah, you can't just have them. They had to be registered and all that.
Oh my God, this is so funny. What the Florida? What the Florida? This is why we
why
do what the Florida.
Why do you have a gate? What happened beforehand? I promise you, I'll be needing more context. I really, mom's calling me to call
She
that.
Just called me too.
Let me tell.
Three times. She was on here.
Hello?
She was in the comments.
Hey.
Let us in this.
Are you by yourself?
No, we're all filming.
Oh, bye.
All right, y'all. I thought she wanted to say something.
No.
I was going to put her on speaker.
She was, anyway. What the Florida, appropriately named.
What the Florida. Thank you guys so much for joining the randomness. This really could have been called Randomness with Melissa and Mel.
Hello.
Because
It's a good time.
It's a good time. Daddy said these are his favorite type of episodes.
Where it's just
what is y'all talking about? Yes. What is y'all talking about? Nothing. Everything and nothing at all.
Amen.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. Until the next time. And thank you to our sponsors. Yes.
Thank you to our sponsors.
BetterHelp, Uncommon Goods,
Manscaped.
And Manscaped. Until the next one. Bye.
Bye.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.